you know that in the city of Houston there are thousands of more homeless than available beds? The people have to be out in the street. All they have is the public spaces. That's all they got. And to put these more restrictions on them, you already got these restrictions in the downtown area about...
Thank you. Your time has expired.
Under the new ordinance, even storing food for a few minutes at my home would be prohibited. So in order to prepare food, I would have to go to one of our food donors, pick up a healthy meal, take it to an approved storage location. I don't know where those are. I don't know what hours they're available. I don't know if they keep a strict vegetarian kitchen like I do. Then, when I'm ready to prepare the food, I'd have to take it to another location where I can prepare food and then bring it down to where I've been serving. These provisions would make it impossible for me to do what I do. Any group that has millions of dollars in their budget and says, oh, it's very easy for people just to do these things, doesn't know anything about the reality of a group that is serving one block away from here, four nights a week, hundreds of people in front of the library.
There's no evidence offered by the city of a pattern of disease occurring under the current arrangements. All we're hearing is anecdotes. That doesn't count. Public policy should not be based on anecdotes. And I'd also like to talk about coordinating the charitable food donations. Obviously, the city thinks that's a big problem, that they want to get rid of redundancy. This coordination can be done. If it's really a problem with redundancy, that it can be coordinated without threats of fines or jail time. The city can set that up and offer any volunteer groups or individuals help in finding locations to distribute their food so there won't be redundancy.
My name is Manuel Sanchez. I'm an outreach coordinator for Ecclesia Church. I'm on staff also at the church. And we are opposed to this amendment that would actually put roadblocks to our practicing our faith and our worship. We believe that we are mandated by God to feed the hungry, to actually invite them to our table and feed them out of hospitality and love, out of our abundance. And this ordinance would actually curtail that. Our folks cook the meals at home. We sit down, we actually eat with them. We don't just put them in a line and walk them through. We sit down, we eat the same food that we cook ourselves from our homes, cooked with love, and quite frankly, it's great, amazing food.
For 21 years, I've fed homeless people every week. With my simple hands, I've fed almost 250,000 meals. And this ordinance would effectively shut me down.
Good afternoon. My name is Mackenzie, and I share my meals with hungry people in my community every week with Food Not Bombs. In fact, I was out sharing meals last night. The amendment to Chapter 20 of the Code of Ordinances criminalizes everyday people like me who are using direct action to meet a need in our community. With this amendment, citizens must receive government permission before they can help the needy. We're taught from a young age that lending a hand to our friends is an honorable endeavor, yet our government tells us we need their permission before we may reach out. We are told we should look out for one another and give what we have to those who lack, yet the government wants to shut some of us down. This amendment puts direct action, grassroots organizations like mine, run by citizens, at risk. It criminalizes those people who take initiative and work hard to improve their communities. We all struggle to make ends meet sometimes, but it's organizations like mine that reach into their own pockets to help those with even less. Despite the millions of dollars in the budgets of major organizations like Star of Hope and the six-figure salaries included in this budget, these organizations cannot single-handedly solve the problem. Houston needs people like us.
With the aid of F&B, I have served over 75-plus people every Wednesday night for the past 2 years. All we want is to continue sharing food with our friends. Friends that help us serve, friends that help us wash dishes, and friends that know we'll be there for them no matter what. Don't prevent us from helping Help Houston.
My name is Nate Custer. I'm a board member of Open Gate Homeless Ministries at Barry United Methodist Church. For the last 5 years, we've been working with feeding the homeless every single week. When we started our program, we said, we'll open our doors and let homeless people come in. And we realized we actually have to find some homeless people, right? The way we do that is street outreach. So we go and we bring food and we go to where people are homeless. We pass out food and flyers, and that's when we invited them into our program. Doing that would not be possible under the ordinance as it's currently structured. Asking for a permit to one location might be possible. Asking for a permit for 10 locations starts to get ludicrous. And asking for that permit just to do it one time really adds up, and it's a burden that's really hard. In the past 5 years, we've helped four other organizations start programs to feed homeless kids in Montrose. We've coordinated with those organizations, with lots of other organizations. Those organizations meet, so we now have food four nights a week in Montrose. Every one of those organizations started by doing street outreach, bringing food and flyers to kids all over the neighborhood.
Thank you, sir.
Food is a right, and sharing food is a right, not something that we need to ask permission for. I ask each of you, what is the way each week that you spend time helping others? Is it time playing with your child, time to do a service? Now imagine that thing, whatever it is, was now to be regulated by the city. You will need a permit to do it. Now there will be police watching you do it, seeing if you do it right. You could be jailed, cross-examined, or fined each day you do it. Not for doing things that you're ashamed for, but for doing the thing you wanted to be remembered for doing the thing you thought was the least selfish. That's about to be made a crime.
Right after Rita and Ike, Houston Food Not Bombs didn't miss a night. Before MREs were distributed by the city, we were serving full meals. After Katrina, we sent carloads of full of food to New Orleans that got there far before any federal assistance. FEMA referred folks in need to us, and we were ready to handle them. Under the proposed amendments, it would be a crime to help people in need without being approved and registered to do so, or to do so through appropriate and approved channels. If this amendment passes, in the aftermath of a hurricane, it would still be a crime for us to feed people our healthy homemade vegetarian food. Imagine the scene. A hurricane has just hit Houston, power is out across the city, and there are hungry folks. Groups like Food Not Bombs that once possessed years of experience feeding hungry people will no longer be around, and even if we were, it would still be illegal for us to take stored food from our homes and share it with those out on the streets.
Matt Sharp prepared this for the ACLU, and it is our belief that Food Not Bombs and the other groups that would be negatively affected by this ordinance would have a colorable First Amendment claim against the city of Houston if they are not allowed to continue distributing food to the homeless. It's an unreasonable time, place, and manner restriction on what is clearly expressive conduct, and I hope that you all have seen that from the individuals who come up today and express how deep they feel, or how deeply they feel that this is important, an expression of their own humanity. To pass constitutional muster, a law of this nature that restricts expressive conduct has to further a substantial governmental interest, be content neutral, and narrowly tailored to protect as much freedom as possible. And this ordinance is not narrowly tailored. It doesn't leave open alternative channels for people to do what they're already doing.
I'm opposed to establishing another ordinance and adding to the health department bureaucracy. You've got no additional revenue for them.
I am Pastor Trayvon Rockymore, Beacon Light Outreach Ministry, Senior Pastor, Clergy Affiliate of Heights Presbyterian Church. First of all, we've been serving homeless here in the city of Houston for over 18 years, officially for over 10 years. So I would say I'm opposed to the regulation, not only because it would also start not only with one regulation, but it will follow with more regulations.
If the issue is to improve coordination of services for the benefit of the homeless, why not ask homeless people what they want? A certain core of homeless people vote with their feet that they approve of a particular volunteer-based vendor of homeless services, which does not conform with the proposed ordinance, who we believe is doing work in a proper way, but a way which is not governmentally acceptable, mostly because people choose to work from their homes. There are too many different communities active in Houston to try to prescribe to them how they should perform their service to the needy. Think the Muslim community and their duty of zakah. As other speakers mentioned, official city inspection does not equal higher quality in the eyes of many of the consumers of local homeless services, which is why they go where they do. In Dallas, a similar ordinance is being challenged in federal court by two faith-based food distribution groups who maintain that the regulatory and logistical hurdles infringe on their right to freely practice their religion, including the right to seek out the needy where they are and serve them.
My concern is that reducing the widespread availability of food to homeless populations would inevitably lead to increased crime rates in the greater Houston area. The saying, a hungry man is an angry lion, would indeed be the case if these food resources were heavily regulated. There is already an inordinate amount of stress on homeless shelters and churches. These facilities are already overflowing with people, and many hungry children are turned away each and every day. With increased food regulation, the pressure would mount to satisfy so many hungry mouths. The direct consequence of limiting food availability would be increased crime.
Hello, my name is Larry Ballard. I'm a homeless person that some of these people have laughed and degraded a little bit to a certain extent. I deeply believe that everyone has a right for freedom of assembly in public places and to share food and ideas. The idea that he's going to issue permits for me to get together with friends and share food that is wrong, and it goes with against what the Constitution stands for. Helping someone in need has become very therapeutic for me because I've never always been homeless. I'm fairly new to this, but I appreciate the help that some of the organizations have done. There is enough food at shelters to go around for everybody because there's like a 25% increase of homeless people. Shelters are facilities that feed homeless and they get government grants. While the other people that come around and cook out their own houses, they have their own budget and they take their personal time to make sure they help the next man out.